Yes, in fact, you could drive straight down and pick up the trace over by Tupelo, and then drive the trace the whole way. It's open, and it's just a marvelous experience. The whole.
Oh, I bet it is. I've read so much about that old trace.
There are no trucks. It's two lanes. There are no trucks, but
they have the two-lane traffic. I don't mind two-lane traffic. Some people do, but I...
Well, there's speed limits.
I've never driven on anything but two-lane traffic, you know. Oh.
They keep you at 45, and there are these patrols. So, to get back to games here for a minute, when you play tag or hide-and-seek, what did you call the place that you came back to?
Home base.
Home base.
Home base.
And if you played hide and seek, how did you describe what you'd do if you got down on your knees behind the hedge, say, or the bush?
Oh, let's see. Give me a minute. We would play, we call it playing hiding. And, you got tagged. Paid if they found you and touched you. And that's all I remember about it.
What was the physical act of getting behind the bush? You'd say when
squatting.
Squatting down.
Squatting down behind the bush.
And if men did the same thing, just sat around the filling station and squatted down and talked, what would the word be there? You ever hear the word hunker?
No. I think it would still be, he squatted down to pick up something, or he...
So the hunkering is not...
Not that word, no. Not this here.
And the child's name for another child who, would go to somebody and tell...
A child who, was a tattletale.
Tattletale.
Yeah.
And when you put your head down and you go over and over?
Somersaults. Play somersault.
And how about swimming?
Now that is something we never did. In my area, there was nowhere to go swimming. That's how my brother got typhoid going to swimming in a creek. And there were no ponds or really. And then in later years, they opened up a swimming place out at the Elaw Farm. And everybody was just fascinated to go out there. And we were teenagers about that time. We were forbidden to go. But as all teenagers, well, we did go because we went with my brother. But we had made our bathing suits. And we came from out there. My mother knew where we'd gone, and we hung them on the line to dry, and my father came home and saw them. That was the last time we went to the swimming pool, too, yeah.
What was the, how were the acts of swimming and diving described? See,
you would say, he swam the, I heard this expression by somebody, the river was low and he swam across the Mississippi. And I will go swimming. And I think that was...
Swum, not used?
I don't remember the word swum. It doesn't sound familiar to me. No, he dived off the cliff.